The fifth wave, societal trust. Perhaps you've heard the French proverb, fish discover water last. But have you ever really thought about what that means? For fish, water simply is. It's their environment. It surrounds them. They are so immersed in its presence, they're unaware of its existence until it becomes polluted or non-existent. Then, the immediate and dramatic consequence makes it quickly apparent that quality water is absolutely essential for their well-being. Without it, the fish will die. In a similar way, we as human beings discover trust last. Trust is an integral part of the fabric of our society. We depend upon it. We take it for granted unless it becomes polluted or destroyed. Then we come to the stark realization that trust may be as vital to our own well-being as water is to a fish. Without trust, society closes down and will ultimately self-destruct. It's hard to even imagine a world without trust. As Thomas Friedman contends in The World is Flat, trust is essential to a flat or open society. And the principal aim of terrorists is to destroy that trust. It's to make us fearful of doing the things we do every day. Just think about the taxes imposed in a closed, low-trust society. Then think about all the dividends, such as shared knowledge, medical breakthroughs, technological advances, economic partnerships, and cultural exchanges that are not available to a closed society. In a high-trust society, there's more for everyone. We have more options and opportunities. We interact with less friction, resulting in greater speed and lower cost. This is why our opportunity to build a high-trust society is so meaningful. There is nothing we could do that would so dramatically impact not only speed and cost, but also quality of life for everyone on the planet. The overriding principle of societal trust is contribution. It's the intent to create value instead of destroy it, to give back instead of take.